This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons on FUBAR Radio.
Why does that keep happening? Every time we start the show, the buttons don't work.
Did it work? It did work in the end.
It did work last week. But I had to click on the screen. Hello. Hello, you are listening to the Newsish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Yes, go.
Coming up, we'll be looking at the headlines for the broadsheet papers. Then we'll be moving on to Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
Joke of the week.
Then it's on to... That doesn't have its own jingle. Local gossip. Well, we'll be talking to my mum and catching up on her news. That's followed by sports news for my dad.
With your dad.
Then it will be... we'll take a look at Mark's Village newsletter. And then it's the weather with our special guest, Tez Ilias.
Here we go. What a show!
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, mate. I'm cracking.
So this is the section we call Save It for the Show, where basically me and Mark catch up on air.
Catch up.
What have you been up to? You supported Rob Brydon?
On Saturday.
Doesn't matter. Where was it?
Watford, Coliseum.
How many?
Mate, so 1,000 something? 500 maybe? Brilliant. Oh, so... That's the dream, mate. That is the dream.
And so, do you and him get on?
Yeah, really.
What's he
well,
like?
Actually.
Come on.
He's really nice.
I had to talk about Courtney Cox last week. Now you spill the beans.
I don't know, he's just really nice, really friendly. I got there really early and I was in my dressing room. And when his tour manager...
Needy, looks desperate.
Found out that I was there, he came out and found me for a chat.
Yeah.
That's just really nice.
Oh, anyone would do that.
Well, not if you're an arsehole.
No, but
would you? So he's not an arsehole. He's really nice.
Most people would. Lee Nelson stays in his room, doesn't he?
I don't know.
I did a show in Portsmouth and he just stays in his room. He does a weird thing. But what's his name?
That is his name. Oh no,
it's his real name.
Isn't that his real name?
Simon Brodkin.
Oh yeah.
He stays in the car before, like he'll stay in a car outside the room for as long as he can before his name is announced, and then he'll walk on stage so that he doesn't have to talk to anyone.
Is that why? Or is he?
Is that what you mean by arsehole?
Or is he trying to get... Maybe he's trying to get into character.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not bothered.
Maybe his character would do that.
What?
Lee Nelson, the character, would be an arsehole, wouldn't he? He's
no.
a bit chavvy, and he's all
That
right.
doesn't make someone an arsehole. What do you mean?
It doesn't it?
No, what? Because they wear tracksuits and they...
No, but if you're... All right. No, that's not...
I don't think that makes someone an arsehole.
Doesn't it? Chavvies are arseholes, aren't they?
No.
Is chavvy... So if you're...
I don't think it makes you an arsehole, Mark.
If you're a chavvy, do you call yourself a chavvy? Or is that like an insult?
Chavvy? Where are you getting the E from? It's chav. Why are you saying chavvy?
Chavvy. Well, it's always been chavvy.
No, it's
like... Yeah, in my school, it's always chavvy.
No, like,
yeah.
Well, like he's a bit chavvy. He's a bit chavvy, but he is a chav.
There's a bunch of chavvies over there.
No, chavs.
No, chavvy.
The national term.
If anyone listening went to school with me, can you confirm that we used to call them chavvies?
Yeah, it doesn't matter that you did from your weird little country where you live in the
field. How do you know what you do's right? How do you know what you do's right?
Because it's the general... It's the word... Producer, listen, chavs. There are books.
Unbelievable.
There are books.
Where's she from?
There's a... Who?
Lissy. Where's she from? Where are you from, Lissy? Surrey. Don't be sorry.
Oh,
Surrey, and you're from Brighton.
Yes.
That's near, isn't it? That's a Surrey-Brighton thing.
No!
Yeah. I know they're called chavs.
They're not near.
But you call them chavvies.
No one says chavvies, apart from you weird, creepy...
What are you talking about?
Yes, and you live
chavvies.
In the fields. No one says chavvy.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Stop talking about it.
Oh. Right, I'm going to hope...
But you weren't a chavvy, no?
No.
Right, okay.
There's loads at my
school,
anyway,
though. So you think that a
but, okay, let's
chav
go back to it. Is a
wouldn't come out and talk to the people that he was working with?
Answer me this. Is a chav something that they call themselves? Or is that an insult to them? So people go, is a chav.
Interesting.
Over there?
I don't know if a chav would say... Yeah, I don't... So, yeah.
Because I just want to work out whether it's an insult saying...
It can be used as an insult.
Yeah.
I sort of... If I'm using the word... I would say, I would get round it by saying what people would describe as a chav. So I'm sort of getting around it because I don't like.
And what people would describe as a chav, are they an arsehole?
Well, it depends. Hang on, wait, what?
If you're saying if you're going to describe someone as a chav, is it because they're an arsehole?
No, not I wouldn't.
What's the reason?
The way they dress, the way they talk.
You can't.
You know, there'll be a track suits.
Oh, really? Maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe I'm wrong, Sean. But in my experience, chavs are assholes. But that's solely my experience. They are. But I'm willing. I'm totally willing. If you're a chav and you're not an asshole, I just haven't met you. Okay. So I'm not saying all chavs are assholes.
Just the ones you've met.
Just the ones I've met.
Why?
Well, because they're all like, they're just, they were the bullies and stuff at school. Used to pick on people.
Right.
I'm actually going to retract this.
Go on. Why?
I'm actually really thinking about it. When I was at school, there were some nice guys who were dressed as chavs.
Yeah, I was.
But I wouldn't have called them a chav.
I
wouldn't have called them a chav.
I'd say they're
nice people that dress like a chav. They're not chav. Oh, that's weird.
All right.
Yeah.
So
you used to wear Nike what TNs? I used to have some of them.
Yeah, I imagine you looked a bit chavvy.
No, I used to wear baggy trousers with me TN. That was terrible.
Oh, we've talked about this because you wanted to be black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had no fashion sense, so I probably wore trainers that were chavs, but...
Yeah.
Stuff that didn't
So you started saying chavs now?
I've always said chavs, but they're chavvies. I'm sure they're chavvies. That doesn't sound right now.
I don't know what about. You sound absolutely ridiculous.
No. Chavvies. Right, please.
Gothies? Is that what you call them as well?
Here we go.
Gothies. Emoies.
Oh.
What?
No, don't worry.
What?
No, don't worry.
Go on, read it out!
No.
Read it out.
Oh, I hate being wrong.
Read it out.
My mate said, who was school with?
What's his name?
Chavvy Darren.
Is that a joke?
No, it's just Darren. You've met him, actually.
Yeah.
It was Rude Boys before chavs. I don't remember Chavvy.
Where
have I got Chavvy from?
Rude Boys?
Yeah, Rude Boys. We used to call them Rude Boys. Why is that funny? Why is that funny? That's normal. Yeah. Rude Boy. But are they the same as chavvies?
No.
They are.
I always thought of Rude Boys. This is great. I always thought of Rude Boys as... By the way, of course, do tweets at Sean Walsh or at Big Bird Sheeran, which is Mark,
yeah.
With your definitions of Rude Boys and chavvies.
So what's a rude boy?
To me,
yeah.
Was more sort of rap. Do you know what I mean? So you dress like baggy clothes.
Like MCs, like so, Rude Boys, Solid Crew.
Mainly be black, and then obviously if there were some white... Yeah, I know.
It's risky.
I know, it is risky, but it's true.
Normally me that says something stupid.
No, it's just the truth, you know. Because if it's rap, and if you're dressing like baggy clothes, sort of hoodies and all that, then
yeah,
it'd be more inclined to be... Can you just say something else? I'm getting really scared of the word black now. But
no, but we definitely called... If they dressed with the cap up and the trousers, the tracksuit bottoms rolled into their socks, we called them Rude Boys.
No, they were chavs. Rude boys were like baggy clothes.
No. That's what we called
FUBU.
Them.
FUBU.
Yeah. Oh, no. We called those guys Rude Boys.
They'd have the jeans. But they were chavs. And then there'd be like a black family on the jeans.
Yeah.
Do you remember them?
No.
Okay.
Do you remember naff jackets?
Have I made that? Yeah. That was just from when we were children.
Yeah, what were they, though?
Because I think we need to get on with the news.
Yeah, we should, yes.
Yeah. Good.
Rob
Brydon went well?
Really nice. Really great.
Good.
Yeah. And how were your... You did your two London shows, didn't you?
Yes, I did. No one cares. It was good. Right, so... it just doesn't matter. Blah, blah, blah. Right, okay. Well, the front pages of all of the broadsheets.
Mm-hmm.
Although I've only brought The Guardian.
Oh.
Because I couldn't be bothered to carry the others. But I looked at the others, and it's the same.
Yeah.
Which is May points the finger at Russia over reckless... poisoning of spy. So this is the news that Theresa May has given Vladimir Putin's administration until midnight tonight to explain how a former spy was poisoned in Salisbury before she concludes it was an unlawful use of force by the Russian state against the UK.
I was in the gym and this her speech was on and I was reading it on the subtitles.
Yeah.
And I thought, God, this is a big moment. And I was expecting her to say the words "act of war," but she didn't. But
Until midnight. I've read the whole of the article. Maybe it's in the other papers. I don't imagine it is because that would surely be the headline. I think she's having to avoid saying it because you have to be extremely careful now. What is she going to do?
We have to be careful, you say. She has to be careful.
Did I say we? I probably would have meant the UK.
Oh, right.
Not me and you.
But what we're saying.
Me and you have to be really... No, no. But, like, in terms of what we say, because if what's going to happen... What's going to happen if they don't respond until midnight? And then she goes...
It's like with a kid, and you go, well, if you don't eat your dinner, you're not going to get dessert, and they don't eat their dinner, and you give them dessert.
Yeah, so what is she... Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Is that a nice analogy?
Yeah, yeah, got it. But I don't think she's going to get... Don't think she's going to give Putin dessert.
No, not unless he tells us what happens.
There you go, it's a mess. So what's she going to do?
Well, that's it. But it's not her. You know I talked to my... I've got a new flatmate, really intelligent, studying PhD in politics and stuff.
Okay.
Are there
any new listeners to the show? Mark's got this new flatmate who works in politics.
He's a PhD studying, and he wants to be... He's going to work for the UN.
Sometimes he will try and explain to Mark something topical that's going on in the news that's political, and Mark will then come on the show and try and sort of translate, basically, what his friend said.
There's a couple
What's his
of
name?
Things he said. Rob.
Rob.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a German man. There you go.
German Rob.
To him. German Rob. We call him German Rob in the show, I reckon.
So what did German Rob say?
About this, he said that it's a NATO thing. It'll be a NATO thing because a part of the agreement...
What does that
is,
mean?
Part of the agreement is if you attack any of the countries, it's not attacking them, it's attacking all of them.
Yes.
But he said it's worrying because Trump hasn't commented on the entire thing. So,
which means
Putin.
Trump could be on Russia's side.
Well, this is it. I think it's a cluster.
Wow.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. Mark Simmons thinks it's a cluster. Okay.
But it is. What's going to happen? I think this is huge. Like, I can't see. If Putin goes... So, she wants Putin to sort of tell us what happened.
Yeah.
But if he goes, yeah, we did it.
That's what I... Exactly.
And she'll just go, well, at least you're honest. Now, don't do it again.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's going to be bad, whatever.
No.
Unless they just go... If Russia just goes... Okay, what's she going to do if Russia just goes, nah, don't know anything about it, mate?
Well, that's what they've been doing.
Right.
That's what they have been doing, is going, no, don't... Nah,
so the trouble with that is, if they don't give a good reason... then something's going to have to happen. But maybe they didn't do it.
Yes,
They did. Because I think they know they did because of the sort of agent. Someone else might have got the nerve agent from them somehow.
Yes, she has said that basically either they did it or they've been irresponsible and let this nerve agent, this chemical, get out of their hands.
But why would that... Who ever took it then want to...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. It doesn't make any sense.
Allegedly.
So punishments.
Yeah.
There's going to be some sort of... She's threatening some sort of punishment.
But
we don't know
what
that is. I don't really know.
No.
Have you been punished?
I've been punished?
Yeah. Have you been punished? Because No. It's not sexual.
Oh, no.
Have you been punished? Come on.
Punished? No.
What have you done?
The thing is, I'm a good boy. I've always been a good boy.
You are a good boy.
I've always been a good boy.
So you've never misbehaved?
No, not really.
Have you ever been accused of doing something that you didn't do?
That's interesting.
I remember once in DT in primary school.
DT.
Do you remember where you had to like build stuff?
Okay, yeah.
Cut wood.
Hmm.
Stanley knife would be from DT. Do you remember the old Stanley knife? There you go.
What about Bunsen burner? No, it wasn't. That was science.
No, that was science.
Stanley knife.
That was chemistry. We had to build little cars, like little wooden cars. They had a little motor.
Yeah.
And you could make the cars go.
Oh, right.
And then someone broke them all. Like, snuck into the room where they're all kept and destroyed them.
Everything about this is telling me it was you.
No, it wasn't me. That's horrible.
Really?
I always felt like I was more like Robin Hood. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'd steal from HMV or something.
A big corporation.
Yeah. But I wouldn't, like, break another kid's thing that he's built.
No.
That's
horrible.
Yeah. I got accused of that.
Did you get accused of it?
Yeah.
Why? What evidence was
there? Because I was a bad boy, innit? Chavvy.
Why did they accuse you? Just because you were the go-to...
It's actually because I was in the room.
It was you.
It wasn't. I would say it was me. It wasn't me. I wouldn't do it. That is horrible.
Yeah.
You know I wouldn't do that.
No, I know you wouldn't do that.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right, mate.
I was eight. I mean, but I definitely didn't do that.
Yeah. That's spiteful.
Yeah. Exactly. So you've never been punished for it. You were at detention.
I never had a detention.
You are in joking.
No.
You nerd. You little good boy.
Maybe I'm just really good at getting away with shit.
One detention in 5 years.
Nah. And primary school, I wasn't. You know, actually, primary school. Here we go. Once I got told off by one of the teachers for throwing. I was being influenced. Some kids were throwing some like mud or something at a window.
Yeah.
And I did that once. And then after that, I got told off. I felt so bad. I never did anything bad ever again.
You felt bad. See, what a strange. Because that's such a different reaction to what I would. I never would have felt bad. I would have.
Yeah, I've got.
Me and my friend Dave used to say this. All that happened is we'd think, oh, we'll have to be more careful to not get caught next time.
No, okay. I've got bad guilty conscience.
Yeah, no, you are a good man. You're nice. You're like a little boy in an adult's body.
Okay.
You are. So there you go. Well, stay tuned, listening to Newsish to find out what's going to happen.
About what?
May and Russia.
Oh, yeah, next week.
Because there's no way.
We'll know by next week.
They're just going to deny it. They're just going to deny
it. Do you reckon?
Yeah.
And then she's going to have to...
They're not going to come out and go, oh, got us.
She must have a plan in place. Do you reckon she's strong enough? I think we should have a song.
We're going to have a song?
Yeah.
You don't start dictating. I dictate when the song is.
Okay, yeah. Carry on talking about me.
I think we should have a song.
Oh, good idea.
There we go. It's Not 19 Forever by the Courtiners. What are they called?
Who chose this?
The Courtiners.
Courtiners?
Courtiners.
Not 19 Forever?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Oh. There you go.
She tried to be presents
Alan McSwiggan.
I am joined by the wonderful, the spectacular. It is Amelia Ace.
I thought everyone had watched shows like sitcoms and gone, okay, so we have to be interested in sex. And then once my friends started, you know, talking about sex, I literally thought it was like this whole big thing no one was talking about.
It's a big conspiracy.
No one truly actually liked sex or wanted to have it. They all just kind of had grown up watching TV and thought therefore they had to.
Yeah.
And then eventually I went, oh, no, wait, that's just my experience.
Sure.
Every Wednesday. From 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Check it out.
Check it out
there you
now.
Go. Oh, by the way, can I just say, and, before that was the Cortinas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not the Cortinas. Yeah. Me mispronouncing it. Granddad. Really embarrassing.
Did you like the song? It's your cup of tea, isn't it?
Yeah. Me and Mark googled what a Cortina is.
Yeah, and I remember there's Ford Cortina, but I don't think that's why they called it.
Well, there's no such thing as a Cortina. I've tried to Google what it is. It can only be a car, so it's they are the Ford car.
The Ford cars.
There you go.
Ford car is actually another car.
The KA, yeah. Great radio. Thanks, Mark.
Is that why they called it that, do you think?
What?
Well, they must have known that's the KA is sounds like car.
So yeah, I feel like this was a chat we could have been having in 1996.
Vauxhall Astra 96, Euro 96. Do you remember Euro 96? And the adverts would go, "You're going home in a Vauxhall Astra." Do you remember that?
Nope.
I do some reason, don't know why.
All I wanted to say was, is me and my friend Crazy Dave used to have competitions to see who could get the most attentions.
Really?
Yeah. Can't remember.
No.
There you go. Right, okay. What are you going to read? What have you got there?
Last joke of the week, isn't it? And it's just about Ken Dodd.
Yeah, it's time for...
Do you want to do the button?
Yeah, of course I do.
Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
So my joke of the week is related to Ken Dodd. Did you like Ken Dodd, Sean?
I didn't really... I never met him and I didn't really know his work. I'm just sort of catching it. So what's good about when people die, or comedians die, is you get to catch up on all their best jokes. You just get like the top 10 jokes.
Brilliant, isn't it?
It's great. Go on.
Do you remember about his tax thing? His tax, massive tax... Like, he's one of the first comedians, I think, that got done for tax fraud.
Isn't that because he liked to be paid in cash, I heard?
Yeah, I've just got this... This is so... mad. He basically got acquitted by court of dodging £1 million tax bill after £336,000 in cash was found stuffed in a suitcase in his attic.
Yeah.
Who's looking in his attic? Like, how's that?
What?
Why have they gone into his attic? How do they know it was there?
Well, I suppose if you're looking for money...
So why...
If you're looking for money...
So the tax man's gone, there's loads of money missing.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yeah.
It's looking in his attic.
Basically that.
Wow. I wouldn't have to pull... obviously, I would pay my tax. But,
yeah.
But, like, keeping that much money in an attic is mad. imagine... There's a house fire...
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
bad as it is. But, like, that's probably worth more than the house. Actually, no, he's probably got an expensive house.
Yeah.
But that's... I wouldn't want to risk that.
No.
Just put it in the bank, mate. Just pay your bills.
How much cash do you keep around... Have you got cash around the house?
Not really. I've got coins. I keep all the loose change I ever get.
Yeah.
I stick in a box in the back of my car for parking. Why is that funny? That's like my catchphrase of today. Why is that funny? But and then whenever there's like 2p's or 5's or things I don't use, at the end of the year, I go to NatWest.
I go to NatWest.
And they've got a coin machine. They chuck it in, it goes... And then, so you usually quite a lot of money in that.
Do you ever give any of your change to the homeless?
Yep.
But I don't believe you.
All the time.
I don't think you do. No way. There's no way.
I leave my boot open for them. They can just go in and dip in.
There's absolutely no way you give money to the homeless, huh?
Do you?
Big issue sellers.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a nice way of doing it. Do you want to do the joke?
Got to be proactive.
I'll do the joke.
Mark Simmons' joke of the week.
So it's tax related. I had to do my online tax return recently.
Is that true?
Yep.
Okay.
And it's so confusing, like not knowing what numbers to put in what boxes. Uh-huh. And I think they know you're going to give up because there's a button that says submit.
Nice.
There you go.
I like it. Yeah. Okay, cool. It's now time to talk to my mum.
Yes.
For local news.
Yes.
Right, mum.
Hello there.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
All right.
Yeah. Are you?
I'm good. What's been going down?
Well, yesterday I had to go and look after the dog Charlie across the road. And the owner has got bombarded with frogs, and she won't pick them up. And they come from two doors down because they've got a pond. So I had to go and collect all the frogs and put them in the recycling box and then take them to the owner. I don't know what it is with people. They're so, like, no one would pick them up apart from me.
Ah, you picked up the frog. You touched the frog.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's freaked me out.
I don't mind. And it was, it was so cute. They were like mummy frogs with little baby frogs on their back.
Wow.
It's so sweet.
Yeah. I don't know if you're meant to be picking up frogs, Mum. I don't know if it's good.
Did you take them back to the pond then?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Right. Yeah. What did they say?
Well, the frogs can't talk, Sean.
Very good.
Well, they said thank you very much.
They said thank you.
But they won't pick them up.
But do the people own... So they've got a pond. Is it like...
Yes.
But, is it like... Do they actually want the frogs? I don't think it's like you have a pond and then you have pet frogs.
Well, they belong there anyway. And I feel sorry for the frogs when they go into Maxine's garden because they've got imitation grass... And there's nothing there for them to eat, poor little things. So anyway, I collected them and took them back to the owner.
Well done.
Is there proper grass where the pond is?
Yes.
Oh, right, it's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Do frogs eat grass? There's all different coloured frogs. They've got yellow ones, bright green ones.
Yeah, some frogs
amazing.
I'm sure some frogs are poisonous and you need to be careful.
No, that's in like, Costa Rica or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Where they've got poisonous. And the reason why they're poisonous is because the food they eat... That's the only reason. If you don't give them, like, these tiny ants or whatever, then they're not poisonous. Funny, isn't it?
Why do you know so much about frogs?
Because I was watching David Attenborough.
I knew you were going to say that. That is why anyone knows anything about any animal.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
How informative.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, I love animals, so, you know, I don't mind.
It's funny.
The only thing I won't pick up are spiders.
No, don't talk about spiders.
Because Sean's really squeamish of that sort of stuff. Are you generally quite good with...
Me, yes, apart from spiders. I won't pick up spiders, but I won't kill them.
No, I won't kill them.
No, Sean won't kill them.
No.
But he's petrified of them.
Yeah, absolutely terrified.
That's it. And, there's other things I could tell you, but I'm not going to over the radio, so...
Why?
Well, no, it wouldn't be a good idea.
What, because it's sad?
No, it's just about the bloody dingles, but anyway...
Oh, right, the dingles, for any new listeners, the dingles are a family of people on the road that my mum is not a huge fan of.
And you mustn't mention where they live or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway...
Okay, any other news?
What else was I going to say? Oh, so I'm coming down to see you.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is, Sean, keys.
Yeah.
So,
well, when are you coming? When are you coming up?
Is it up? Oh, it's up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it might be today, but I'm waiting to hear from Kenny because I think he's gone to the hospital. So I'm waiting to hear from him.
Well, yeah, we'll just sort out. I'll hide the keys. It'll be fine.
Will it?
Yeah.
What time are you leaving tomorrow?
I don't know. I've got a thing that I've got to do, so I'm out all day. But I can just I'll stash the keys.
Right.
It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. What else? Oh, it was really nice going out with Rebecca. I had a good laugh with her.
Okay, that's good.
The show... Oh, no, I can't mention that one. Yeah.
Look at all this stuff you can't mention.
How do you feel about... How do you feel about Russia? Have you been following the news?
Oh, God, yeah. Who cares?
Well, yeah. We might all get blown up.
No.
Not in Brighton, you'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be absolutely fine. So I'm all right.
Fair enough.
So you're in the front.
Yeah.
So is Dad around for sports news?
Oh, hold on. I have to go and wake him up.
Okay. Thank you.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, don't worry.
I'm going to play his jingle.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. The time has come for your sports news coming to you live from Brighton, England. Please welcome Michael Walsh.
Hello, Sean.
What?
Hello. Right, I'm passing you over.
Okay, yeah. That's...
Okay, lots of love.
Love, bye.
Bye. Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Dad. How is this week's sports news? What are the headlines? Did you see what Jamie
Carragher did? The big match is next Saturday, the rugby.
Well, what's the rugby?
Yeah.
What is the rugby?
Oh, they're playing England for the triple crown, the championship. All that. They've already won the championship. But if they beat England next Saturday, they're at the Grand Slam. They'll have beaten everyone.
Nice.
Wow.
Where are you watching that?
I'm not sure.
Did you see the Jamie Carragher news story?
I saw a bit of it, yeah, just a headline. What was it? He spat at someone or something.
Someone was winding him up about United beating Liverpool, and so he rolled down his window and spat at the bloke, but he also spat on... He ended up spitting on the 14-year-old daughter as well.
Yeah.
OK, what about the Premier League football?
Well, not a lot to say about the Premier League. It's over, isn't it? It's all about relegation now.
Yeah. They've just sacked the Southampton manager. Who do you think they're going to? Yeah. Who do you think they're going to replace him with?
Well, I suppose it'd be the guy from Watford, you know, Silva.
Okay. Cool.
I'm guessing, but I don't know really.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Any other sports news?
No, I'm afraid. No, sorry, mate.
That's
no,
fine. That's absolutely fine. Okay. Well, I'll be down soon. I'll see you soon.
Oh, that's
you. Thanks, Dad.
Okay.
Bye. Probably the shortest sports news we've had. He's normally more informed.
Well, no. Last week it was the best, and this feels like it's just back to normal. It's great. I don't think he knows I'm here. I never say anything in the sports bit. I feel like it's a moment you two should have together.
That's all right. You're welcome to join in.
Well, no,
in future.
That's fine. So, what do you think about the spitting incident? What's your
is this
take
tabloid?
On that?
Is this now tabloid news?
I might as well do it as tabloid news. Yeah. What's your take on it? Because the actual it says here the story that they're both running with is that the
they're both. I assume that's the Sun and the Mirror, or
yep. The parents of the daughter.
Yeah.
They don't think he should get sacked. They said he seems sorry. He's not sorry. He's sorry he got caught. Come on, I don't know him.
Why don't you like him? You clearly don't like him.
Footballers. I think he's just...
You don't like footballers?
Generally.
Why?
I think they're just a bit arrogant. And he just spat on someone. And that was normal for him. But he got videoed and he's like, oh, no, actually, sorry.
But hang on, isn't that what...
His £1 million a year job is being at risk. So, of course, he's sorry.
But you don't know...
Why would he spit on someone? That's mental. Sean, oh, QPR lost the other day. Gutted.
Yeah. I think it's because he was getting wound up like people were...
Come on. You're earning £1 million a year. Who cares? He's not even playing in the team.
I know. He's retired. Still getting wound up.
I mean, it's nice that he's passionate, I guess. That's a good thing.
Yeah. But he's taking it to heart.
I just think it'd be, like, comically... I just imagine that he didn't see the daughter, and just as he started spitting, the head just turns out to look at him, and he's like, no. It's a big old bit of spit, I know, wasn't it?
I think it was from a bottle of water. I'm assuming.
Oh, that's not
that
as bad.
That can't be.
That's not as bad.
All
then.
Saliva.
Oh, that's not. Do you think that's not as bad? It's just like.
That was a lot of spit.
I don't know.
That looked like it was from a bottle of water.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Right, you think?
Yeah.
So do you think he was doing it kind of as a bit of a laugh?
No. He looked absolutely furious.
Well, you can think of a better thing to do than spit water on someone if you're that angry.
I suppose you don't get like sort of scrutinised by the public, do you?
Me?
Yeah.
No, the public don't know who I am.
Well, after a gig they do, don't they? After a gig, the people in the room.
Yeah, but they don't... They're not... Yeah, they don't...
do anything.
Like a heckler might come up to you afterwards, well, start winding you up.
Well, no, the heckler will come up to you afterwards and go, oh,
that was a laugh.
Oh, it helped you out there, didn't I, mate? No, you didn't. You ruined it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're absolute bellend. You chavvy bellend. But the amount of time, but then, you know, I guess.
It's only on the internet that people are really generally horrible. In real life,
his phone must be soaked.
Oh yeah, no, it's been fun reading the Carragher timeline. I was on a tube once and just someone bang on the window, and I look up and they just went wanker.
Really?
Yeah, you just get called wanker. You have to just
they must be running fast.
Yeah. Got done for rollerblading on the tracks. So that, I mean, you don't really get anything real. Like, I've had a bloke once.
So do you think? So you haven't had that?
Yeah.
But then he wasn't having a go.
That's fine. You just kind of part of it.
But I think that's worse. I mean, what they're doing to you. They're just insulting his team. It's not like they're insulting him.
Yeah.
Like that. That's.
Are you saying that I should have opened the window and spat on them?
I think this reminds. Oh my god!
What?
I remember a spitting story with you.
Oh no! What?
Remember we were doing the Highlands? Was it Highlands? No, I don't know. You spat, and then it was. But we were going faster than you thought, and it just came back in, and then we got the window. Do you remember?
I went to spit out the car window, and then it went out,
and it got, and it was just stuck on the window.
What was it? A bit phlegmy?
Probably. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah. No. So basically, yeah, no. That was the other one. I was in an office, an off license, an office. Very different. Very different to an off license. And a bloke came up to me and went, "All you do is talk about cheese, and it's not funny." That's what he did.
I really wish you were holding cheese.
It's really true. Imagine that. Yeah. No, I was having some cigarettes.
All you do is talk about cheese.
Yes, yeah, he's really drunk.
I can't.
He's in Soho. Really? All you do is talk about cheese. It's not funny. And it really made me laugh. Because I thought, I'm quite happy with that. That you know me as the bloke that talks about cheese. That's
good.
I'm quite proud of that. I'm very happy to be the bloke that talks about cheese.
What? You don't talk about cheese that much.
No, I said a few years ago.
Yeah,
I said
classic.
A few years ago, I said I ran out of breath on a great cheese, and then I got routine about cheese board. In 11 years, that's not.
Oh, so beef on the cheese board one then? That that's a really good routine. That is funny.
Thank you. Of course it is.
Yeah, it's really good.
Thank you.
It's like
Have you got a cheese joke? It's dead air, Mark. You're meant to just go, yes, no.
Sorry, that wasn't very mature.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
That was all right.
Make it brief.
Okay, was that your tabloid news?
Oh, Camembert, what? This.
Sorry? What was that one?
Camembert.
What was the pun?
Camembert, can't bear this. Camembert.
That's
this.
Awful.
I mean.
That is absolutely dreadful.
I mean.
Go on.
What?
Go on, you mean what?
I don't know.
Trying to think of another one.
Cheese jokes. Yeah, I should be. I think of another cheese.
Well, you don't have to.
I don't know. Why do you like
Honestly, mate, this is grating. Can we just move on? Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Lovely. Lovely nice. Stuff.
Now another story that's back to the news. Another story that's crossed the broadsheets and the tabloids.
Yes.
Is the fact that they're saying they should put health warnings on Chinese takeaways. Not Chinese takeaway, Chinese food.
I had
food.
A Chinese takeaway on Sunday. I bought me mum and family takeaway for Mother's Day.
Right. It's bad for them.
Oh, yeah, I didn't really think of it like that.
Yes. So, what do you think about health warnings on Chinese takeaways? Was this in the tabloids as well?
Yes, yeah, everywhere.
So it's here.
It's all over the place.
It's in the Guardian, as I say, I only bought one paper, sorry. Chinese
But there's
takeaways.
Been a lot of health warnings about takeaway food, like stories. Like last week, there were loads. Like last week, we covered that they were going to make all the meals slightly smaller.
Yeah.
Like the government were going to force people
but,
to do
but
that.
But for me, they've discovered things that I. That you
or
think
you?
That just. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone knows there's loads of salt in Chinese takeaways.
Like this. Who's it? Supermarket Chinese ready meals are also laden with salt, with some containing more than the amount in two Pizza Express margarita pizzas. Yeah. Like, I would just assume that. A margarita pizza is a bit of bread, some cheese and tomato puree.
Stop going on about cheese, Sean. Christ.
And it's not funny. And look, and they're going, Chinese is worse than that. Yeah. greasy.
Someone asked me if I'd made the pizzas the other day. God. I said, got all the bases covered.
There we go.
Can't top that.
The worst offending Chinese takeaway dishes in a survey by Action on Salt. Worth Action on Salt.
Action on Salt.
I'd be so embarrassed to work for that company.
Yeah.
What'd you do? I'll work in...
Action on Salt.
Action on Salt. Okay, cool.
So with Chinese food, Sean, let me put this to you. If they take half the salt out,
yeah,
would that make much difference?
To what? It would make it less salty?
Like taste-wise, like would it make much difference?
Well, I get baked beans with 50% less salt.
Right.
And it does make a difference. It's not as enjoyable, not as nice. But you get used to it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they'd go out of business.
But the thing
then.
Is, basically, with stuff like, oh, put your health warnings on, Chinese takeaway, on fast food, is that, basically, I think you've got to understand, if it doesn't grow out of the ground, it's basically bad for you. Yeah. That's they cut the papers every week, something else comes out, oh, this is bad for you, this kills you. Unless it's a vegetable, or a nut, or a berry, or some fruit.
And you can choke on them.
It's probably, you can choke on them. It's probably bad for you. I keep banging the desk, sorry.
That's right. You're making the point,
Sean. So just,
Sean.
Everyone should know that.
Yeah. And also, like, how much salt is it? Because I don't have that much salt in my diet. So if I just have all my daily salt in one meal, that's fine then, isn't it?
Yeah, you've heard it here. From our health correspondent, Mark Simmons. We didn't actually do your newsletter.
Oh.
But if you've got a quick story, we might do it when we come back from a song.
Are we going
to sing
now?
First, we're going to play Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. Remember them?
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons? Join the Black Parade.
Welcome to the Black Parade. Is this on? Are they on?
Yeah.
It is on.
Yeah.
No,
it's just because you were doing it over a song.
Is it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's on.
We can be heard.
We can.
Have we been turned down? And now I can't.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Oh no, you turn. See, that is not. No wonder you're leaving.
Yeah, producer.
So our producer's last show.
Yeah,
there you go.
Bought us some chocolates, didn't we?
We did buy some chocolates.
Yeah. What were we gonna?
Oh yeah, we were gonna get our flowers, and then Mark said, "No, can we get our chocolates? Because it's less embarrassing to carry around."
It's true though, isn't it? It's so much nicer. Just. You know, little box.
Yeah.
Back in.
No, fine. Right, okay, that was Welcome to Black Parade by My Chemical Romance.
What was the Daily Mail headline?
Oh, so a few things we missed out. We've been rushing through the show. We missed the Daily Mail headline, which was Adele's head the same size as a loaf of bread. Mark, you look at the... What was the country newsletter? Mark's newsletter from the country?
Garage got burgled.
Garage got burgled? Did you get burgled?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think like a personal garage, not like a petrol garage.
Oh, right. So someone's complaining about breaking and saying, look out, there's a thief in the area.
Yeah, and they said some really heavy things got stolen, so they reckon it was a few people.
Okay, so that's Wheelbarrow Town. Watch out if you're listening from Wheelbarrow Town. And of course, I forgot just to do the jingle for local news.
So we do it anyway.
Yeah. Kathy, you won't believe what's just happened.
What happened?
Well, you know the fire from last week?
Yeah.
It burnt down the bus stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're building a new bus stop.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah, how much is that costing?
Well, apparently they don't know how much it's costing, but they're using that new metal. You know that new metal?
No, what money metal?
It's a spangle metal.
What?
Spangle metal.
Spangle.
It's a new cheaper like metal that bends. So when it's windy, the bus stop. The bus stop can go in the wind. It don't get blown down. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But also the other thing is to keep Chavis from sleeping on the
Chavis.
Chavis to keep Chavis.
I know someone that calls them Chavis.
Yeah, yeah. Down at Wheelbarrow Town, where they all finger sheep, right? there's a seat, and to stop homeless people from sleeping on the seat. They've made it the seat electric. It's local news. There you go. I don't know what I was talking about. I usually sort of have a general idea of what I'm going to say before I do it, and I didn't that time. Anyway, look, it's time for the weather. With our special guest, Tez is here. Tez Elias.
Yep.
On tour. Here he is. Tez, hello.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. I'm also joined by Mark.
Hello, mate.
Hi, Mark.
Is there?
It's like a delay.
There's a delay. Where are you?
Oh, I'm in a hotel in Covent Garden, admiring myself in the mirror while I'm just wearing a towel.
Why are you in a hotel in Covent Garden?
Because I was recording live at the Comedy Store last night for Comedy Central.
And I don't
live in London. humble brags, but you asked.
Yeah.
And I don't live in London, so instead of crushing up my girlfriend and annoying her housemates, I asked for a hotel and I got given a hotel. Here I am.
Lovely.
That's nice. So how did it go live at the Comedy Store?
I really enjoyed it. It was really fun. Good audience. Good lineup. Crack.
Good crack.
Yes.
Okay, well, I guess I
will. They provide that as well. Yeah. Great.
There you go.
I insist on it, my riders.
Yeah, you have to say hotel in Covent Garden and some nice crack cocaine for Tez Elias. So, Tez, you're on tour. I actually, they offered to give me the dates and stuff, and I just thought, Tez, you could just tell us about the tour. You know how it goes. Well, is this show, I don't know anything about it. Is this from Edinburgh? So, is this like a themed show that you're going to be taking around?
Yeah, so it was the show that I did last year, so 2017 Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I've changed it slightly, just made it slightly more up-to-date and more refined, because it felt a bit baggy in Edinburgh, so it's better, if anything.
Okay, improved.
And I'm very excited about it, and I go on tour for the 27th of March. That starts at the Soho Theatre for 5 nights, and
nice.
Then I go around the country until the 25th of May. So my website, which is TezElias.com.
Look at him, look at him, checking out the websites. You've been doing this all day. What a pro.
I have definitely been telling you once before.
Okay. I interrupted you with a website. I assume it's just your name, .com.
Yeah, TezElias.com. And that has all the details and ticket links.
There you go.
Crack it.
Professional, well done.
What you got on today, mate? Have you got a gig tonight?
No, today I'm just traveling back to Blackburn. I've got a meeting later in the evening with a guy who wants me to come and talk to some kids in his school about career in the arts. If you're from a working class background, so I'm going to have a chat with him and see what he wants about that.
Lovely.
And then hopefully go home and watch some Netflix.
Nice. So what we've been talking about on the show, we've been talking about Theresa May sort of threatening Putin, but we don't know with what yet. If Putin doesn't respond before midnight, she's going to do something. That's brought us on to talk about punishment. Were you a good boy at school? You seem like you're a good boy at school.
I had good grades, but I was very naughty. I got put on report 3 times.
Got put on report. Ooh. Mark went through the whole of school without a detention.
Mate, that is ridiculous.
That's what I said.
I mean, I got expelled.
They didn't. He did right. Oh, so, but here's a question for you. What would you describe? And I know you have to be careful. You don't want to offend anyone. We were sort of basically arguing over the descriptions of certain things. What would you describe as a rude boy? This is what now. Basically, whatever Tez says is right. Okay. What's a rude boy?
A rude boy is a state of mind. It's a guy who generally doesn't give an F about what people think about him.
Okay.
And generally quite ill-mannered, I would say.
An asshole.
Oh, can we swear? Yeah, dick.
Oh, God, man. I mean, this really doesn't bode well for what I said. I said baggy clothes, normally black.
I think you've described a goth.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So what would they wear? What would a rude boy wear?
Yeah, what would a rude boy
probably
wear?
Generally street wear. So like kind of maybe jogging bottoms, the flashiest trainers, Nike or Adidas.
So a chav.
See, Mark thinks that's a chav. What would you say a chav is?
There's a subtle distinction. I'm trying to think in my head now. I would say a rude boy is probably more urban.
See, that's what I was saying.
And I'm from the country.
And you're from the country, so you don't know anything.
No.
There you go. Right, thank you. So, punishments at school. Mm. Was that your punishment? Was that the worst punishment you had with 3 reports?
That was probably the worst.
Can you remind us of reports? What the hell was that?
Being on report.
Sorry. So, being on report, I don't know what it is. I don't know if I have the same system now, but basically they gave me a form that I had to get my mum to sign every evening because the teachers in every lesson would say on the report how I behaved that day in school.
So
then my mum would sign it at the end of the night. And then you do that for a week or 2 weeks.
And then it's weird because you then go into comedy where you go to the Edinburgh Festival and it's like you get put on report again because someone comes and writes about how you've done at work.
Yeah, fortunately, I can hide that from my mum.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Cool, all right, that's great. Where are you? As you're in Covent Garden, could you tell our listeners what? Because you are the weather, you're here for the weather. Mark wants to ask something.
I was going to say jingle.
Yeah, I'm going to put the. I know what I'm doing.
Well, you like you weren't going to do that.
No, I'm just quick. I don't have to look at the buttons. I can just do it.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
They never work.
Tez, we want the weather and wait for the. We have to ask people to wait for the jingle. Here you go.
The weather.
Hello, in Covent Garden currently, there are cloudy skies overhead.
Okay.
I would probably say a good chance of rain. If you're taking your dog for a walk, which I can see one lady is doing from my hotel window, I'll probably definitely wrap up as she has done, because that would indicate it's quite windy. The delivery guy is not even riding his bicycle, he's walking alongside it, which suggests it's very windy. So do look out for that if you're in the Covent Garden area.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Wow, that was very professional.
No, I enjoyed that. In fact, you're very slick, Tez. I really appreciate you coming on. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Tez.
I'll see you around. See you on the comedy circuit. Good luck with the tour.
Bye, mate.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Till bye, mate. Lovely man.
Very lovely man.
Don't know Tez that well.
I haven't gigged with him for a while. I would gig with him quite a fair bit when we were new. We did a competition together at one point.
Oh, where did he come? Did he come up? Basically, all we want to know is, did he go above you?
No, not at that time.
Okay.
No, that sounds really like I've just.
Well, he's the one on tour, so look who won.
Shows competitions don't mean anything, does
exactly,
it?
There you go. Mark, well, that's it basically this week. We might not be here next week.
Why?
Well, if May retaliates.
Yeah, we might be speaking Russian.
Yeah. there you go. That's the news-ish. Check out Filmish on Friday, please.
Oh, yeah,
check out the... It's basically the same as this.
Well, it's not this Friday, but check out the one from last Friday.
Oh, yeah. Subscribe, RT, review us.
We got up to number 69 on the...
You are joking.
On the film chart on iTunes.
Which, that is pathetic.
Yeah, but so 69. Listen to it, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's this, but about film.
And we had Tom Meaton on it, who was
great.
Brilliant.
Great guest. It was very informative.
Yes.
Not just funny. All right, well, I've been Sean Walsh. Joined as always by
Mark Simmons.
This has been the News-ish show, and this is the song Man's Not Hot by Big Shaq, which was chosen by Tez. Enjoy.
Yo! Big Shaq, the one and only.
I really can't stand his music taste.
Never hot. Scrap! Skitty-cat-cat! Boom! 2 + 2 = 4, -1, that's 3, quick maths. Everyday man's on the block, smoke trees. See your girl in the park, that girl was a uckers. When the thing went quack, 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 you man were ducking. Hold tight, ask me, my brother, he's got a pumpy, big team. Hold tight, my man, my guy, he's got a frisbee. A trap, trap, trap on the phone, moving that cornflakes. Rice Krispies, hold tight, my girl whip me. On the road doing 10 toes, like my toes, like my toes. You man thought I froze. See a pen girl on a post. If she ain't on it, I post. Ha! Look at your nose. Check your nose, fam. You donut. Nose long like garden hose. I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot.
Never hot.
I tell a man's not hot.
Never hot.
I tell a man's not hot.
Never hot.
The girl told me, take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot.
Never hot.
Hop out the four door with the 4-4. It was 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Us, man.
Chilling in the corridor.
Yo.
Your dad is 44. And he's still calling man for a draw.
Look at him. Look at him.
Let him know. When I see him, I'm gonna spin his jaw.
Finish.
Take man's Twix by force.
Take it.
Send man's shot by force.
Send it.
Your girl knows I've got the sauce.
Flexing.
No ketchup.
None.
Just sauce.
Saucy.
Raw sauce. Yo. Boom. Ah. The ting goes. And the poop poop boom boom boom. Yeah, do 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 boom boom. You don't know. I tell a man's not hot,
man's not.
I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot,
never hot.
I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
The girl told me take off your jacket. I said, babe, man's not hot. Man can never be hot,
never hot.
Perspiration ting,
spray that.
Links effects,
come on.
You didn't hear me, did you?
Nah,
use roll on,
use that,
or spray.
Shh,
but either way, A, B, C, D.
Alphabet thing.
The ting goes. Skitty kick, pop, pop, and the poop, poop, boom, boom, boom. Skitty, do, 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 boom, boom. You done know. Big shot.
Man's not hot.
I tell a man's not hot,
never hot.
40 degrees, that man's not hot,
come on,
yo. In the sauna,
man's not hot,
never hot. Yeah. Skitty cat, pop, pop.